This is VOA News. I'm Tommy Mickey. U.S. President Donald Trump, called into the program Fox and Friends, says that he was not targeting the Bidens when he held up military aid from Ukraine. AP correspondent Rita Foley.
Does President Trump think he'll be impeached?
I think it's very hard for them to impeach you when they have absolutely nothing.
The president says if the House does impeach him, he'd welcome a trial in the Senate.
I want a trial. You know, I could have it.
And he says this has been good for his poll numbers in the swing states.
I'm way up in every one of them because of the impeachment thing.
The president told Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends he was trying to root out corruption in Ukraine when he withheld nearly $400 million in aid over the summer. Rita Foley, Washington.
A former CIA case agent has been sentenced to 19 years in prison for an espionage conspiracy with China. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
55-year-old Jerry Chung-Shing Lee has been sentenced in federal court in Alexandria after his guilty plea earlier this year to conspiracy to commit espionage. Prosecutors say Chinese intelligence officers gave Lee more than $840,000 and that Lee likely gave them all the information he had from a 13-year career as a CIA case officer. They wanted a prison term of over 20 years. Defense lawyers who wanted 10 years say the government never showed that the money came from China or that Lee ever carried out any plans to deliver government secrets. Shelley Adler, Washington.
As Hong Kong police brace for another full weekend of protest, the region's high court reversed an earlier decision and now reinstated a ban on anti-government demonstrators wearing face masks. The ban, which was imposed last month, could be enforced for a week. Initially, the court said the measure infringed on the protesters' fundamental rights more than reasonably necessary. This is VOA News. Health advocates encouraged U.S. President Trump to move forward with a federal ban on thousands of flavors used in e-cigarettes. In a spirited discussion that the White House billed as a listening session, Mr. Trump heard from anti-vaping stakeholders who pleaded with him to stick to a September commitment to ban all flavors in e-cigarettes, including menthol. Dr. Sally Goza is the president-elect of the American Academy of Pediatrics.
This is a crisis. We have over 5 million children addicted to e-cigarettes, and these parents and these children are counting on our help.
Tony Abood, the executive director of the Vapor Technology Association, says banning flavored e-cigarettes would be bad for the economy.
The economic impact analysis that we just put out this morning from John Donovan Associates concluded that over 13,000 small businesses would close if you implement a flavor ban.
Electronic cigarette use by teenagers has surged, but federal authorities have not yet finalized a plan for regulating the e-cigarettes. Iran is a week into major shutdown of internet access in an effort to suppress the domestic opposition to the government. It's prompted the United States to sanction the Iranian official overseeing that outage. Some Iranian officials have said they expect internet access to be gradually restored in the coming days. Iranian officials sparked the protest when they raised the subsidized price of gasoline by 50% on November 15th. A decision by an arm of the World Doping Agency puts Russia's Olympic future in peril. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has details.
Russia might be barred from next year's Olympic Games in Tokyo. The World Anti-Doping Agency announced Friday its Compliance and Review Committee recommends a declaration of non-compliance by Russia for tampering with data from the Moscow Anti-Doping Lab that was being used to prosecute cases. The recommendation has been delivered to WADA's Executive Committee, which meets on December 9th. If the committee agrees to declare Russia's Anti-Doping Agency non-compliant, the process will begin that could lead to Russia being booted from the Tokyo Games. I'm Mike Rossia.
China and Pakistan urged the United States Friday to sift fact from fiction before calling into question their bilateral infrastructure development program, which Beijing is funding under its Global Belt and Road Initiative. The reaction comes a day after a senior American diplomat spoke critically of the ongoing multi-billion-dollar collaboration known as the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor. Find more at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.